And welcome to another episode of Unearthing Paranormalcy, the podcast where we dig into the paranormal and try to find normalcy in the topic. I'm Amy.
I'm Dave.
I'm Chad.
And I'm Eli.
And this week we have a cryptid for everybody.
Yay!
We're finally covering Mothman.
This week we're going to dig into the notorious Chupacabra. Dave, start us off.
The Chupacabra has been described in many ways, sometimes as a reptilian creature, a Bigfoot-type creature, a winged creature, a gray alien-type creature, or most recently, a hairless canine. Common to all of these is the presence of sharp teeth and an appetite for livestock. The first Chupacabra ever reported was in Puerto Rico in the mid-90s. It was described by Madeline Tolentino, a resident of Canovanas on the eastern side of Puerto Rico. Her description was a bipedal reptilian creature, 4 to 5 feet tall, with large red eyes, spikes running down its back, and long claws. The beast was blamed for killing and draining the blood of livestock, which is how it got its name, the goat sucker. The Spanish words chupar, to suck, and cabra, the Spanish word for goat. It would be thought responsible for the unexplained slaughter of chickens, sheep, rabbits, cats, and dogs.
Oh my.
Leaving behind the uneaten carcasses drained of blood. As far back as 1975, mass unexplained killings of farm and domesticated animals have been reported on the island of Puerto Rico. The press picked up the story, and it would have probably died out there, like many strange sightings of creatures without photo or film evidence to go along with them before it. Except tales of the Chupacabra found its way into early internet chat relays and message boards frequented by alien conspiracists and cryptid enthusiasts. One could say the Chupacabra was the first cryptid born in the internet age. Perhaps that is why it evolved so quickly and gained such a rapid following. Since then, reports of the creature have been made throughout the Spanish-speaking Americans, all complaining of their own attacks. Animals in Mexico, Argentina, Chile, Colombia, and even the southern United States were all dying in similarly gruesome ways, without explanation.
I'm going to start referring to Tom Brady's wife as a chupacabra.
Why is that?
Because she's a goat sucker.
Because he's the greatest... I don't know what it's
greatest of all time. Greatest,
this is the greatest of all time. He's the greatest of all time. You know, he's just, you know, sucking him off. You know, it's
Giselle doesn't have to suck dick.
Oh, Giselle does have to suck dick. If he has to wear a cardigan or a French sweater, she has to suck dick.
All right. Before we get into sightings, we're gonna take a quick break here and play some music for you guys.
Chupacabra.
Mira, chico, es la chupacabra. Chupacabra, chupa, chupa, chupacabra.
Ay, como me pica el chupacabra.
Hoy está feo como Babra Guagua.
He was dancing the lambada. We don't know where he has come from, making all the Mexicanos looky like a thumb-dum. They say that he's a monkey. I think the whole story's just a little funky.
There's a buggy-eyed creature that we call the Chupacabra, 4 feet tall like a mutant in Chihuahua, in Mexico City, Puerto Rico, Nicaragua. Hey, Chupacabra! Hay un criatura que se llama Chupacabra. Es muy feo como el TV para guava. Tenemos que dar algunas palabras. Oh, Chupacabra!
But you see, we really gotcha, like hearing the lambamba or the hokey cucaracha. We started a sensation,
about a creature that is just a hallucination. We did it for the money, but we do fear what we think it's really funny.
There's a buggy-eyed creature that we call the Chupacabra, 4 feet tall like a mutant with Chihuahua, in Mexico City, Puerto Rico, Nicaragua. Hey, Chupacabra! Hay un criatura que se llama Chupacabra, es muy feo como TV para Roa. Queremos tratar algunas palabras. Oh, Chupacabra! There's a buggy-eyed creature that we call the Chupacabra, 4 feet tall like a mutant with Chihuahua, in Mexico City, Puerto Rico, Nicaragua. Hey! Chupacabra.
4 feet tall mutant weaned chihuahua.
That's my favorite line chupacabra. Of the whole thing. We hope you enjoyed the little interlude there.
Chupacabra.
All right. I hope you got your 90s dance moves on like Chad did over here.
You played with
shake it like they don't care. Shake it like they just don't care.
Yada.
Yeah. We're talking about the Chupacabra, yeah.
I think you're in the wrong continent.
Oh. Oh, no.
All right, so why don't we start with some of the earlier sightings of El Chupacabra.
Oi, Chupacabra. 4 feet tall, mutant chihuahua.
Hell monkeys from beyond. Read the tongue in cheek. Lurid headlines in the May 30th edition of the Tucson Weekly. A monster is winging its way over Tucson. It's over there, prowling the night sky, ready to strike without warning. The monster was, of course, the cheeky Chupacabra.
Cheeky.
Description of the Amazon goat sucker evoked... I love that. It's so good. Oh, man, this literature just brightens
my eyes. Eli's new PC handle for playing games.
Amazon goat sucker.
Amazon goat sucker 69.
Descriptions of the Amazon goat sucker evoked a creature that sounded as such of a patchwork mix of the Jersey Devil, part vampire sucker, part kangaroo, with a hint of armadillo thrown in the good measure.
Hey, Margarita.
Hey! She would say, hey, Margarita.
Whatever it was, it had evidently been lurking around Tucson for some time. A local businessman told the reporters that he remembered stories of a creature called the Goat Sucker when he was a teenager in the 1950s. Described as something like a giant kangaroo rat, the creature was said to creep northward with noguls after dark, to attack anyone so foolish as to be out wandering the desert alone. This man did not claim to have seen the creature, but another Tucson resident, Joe Uria, perhaps related to one of the two writers, said that he did encounter it once in the 1950s. He was a youngster at the time and remembered being outside his home in the yard when the outhouse door suddenly opened to reveal something that looked like a very large kangaroo. It stared at him and creepily seemed to be urging him to come closer. Joe wisely ran in the opposite direction of the outhouse. The article then went off on a slightly kangaroo tangent as it discussed another brew-like creature with a thirst for blood that made headlines in rural Tennessee in 1934. The small community of Hamburg near South Pittsburgh in Marion County was terrorized, according to the newspaper, by a large, fast-moving animal that killed and devoured domestic fowl and German Shepherd police dogs with equal gusto. A local minister caught a glimpse of the beast as it ran and leaped across the field and declared that its notion looked like that of a kangaroo, an animal that is certainly not a part of the normal fauna of rural Tennessee. Hunting parties began to track it, and near the end of January, authorities announced that they had shot not a marsupial, but a very large lynx. Since great cats do have the ability to leap and bound, the original killer kangaroo was declared a case of mistaken identity.
The killer kangaroo.
Sounds like a really B-rated horror film.
Yeah. There's no doubt that the lynx was ferocious. According to an article in the New York Times, even after the lynx was filled with buckshot, it managed to kill one of the tracking hounds on its way down from the tree where it had been hiding.
Zombie lynx.
Although the attacks on dogs and livestock ended, there's no real proof that the people were really seeing a lynx rather than some kangaroo-like creature bounding around the Tennessee hills. It may have even been an actual kangaroo. Out of place, roots have been spotted all around the United States. While some are undoubtedly escapees from public and private zoos, kangaroos on the lam are usually not claimed by any known collections. But although their origins are seldom explained, they are occasionally captured. Two different animals were caught in Wisconsin alone in 2005. One actually was a wallaby, was killed, and the other was taken by Henry Villa Zoo in Madison, where it became a popular exhibit. I am not suggesting, however, the sightings of the chupacabra or the Jersey Devil may be explained by an out-of-place kangaroo. Kangaroos generally lack bat-like wings.
You think?
They could be wearing Halloween costumes.
I am Batman.
I am Bat-Roo.
That's his new sidekick, Robin. And Bat-Roo.
Bat-Roo.
Kangaroos generally lack bat-like wings, and their occasionally odd appearances do not cause corresponding waves of chupacabra sightings. I will admit that Wisconsin's lone bat squatch showed up on the same side of the state as the two captured kangaroos, but the misplaced marsupials were both already out of the place in the year previous to the L.A. Crossman bat encounter.
Chedzel, I have my new Halloween costume. Chedzel. I'm going to get a Sasquatch costume and a Batman costume and put them together.
It's like you said Bat-Squatch. And Chad just like a... What? Came his pants over there. He's like, what?
But now I've gone off on my own kangaroo tangent, which may be worthwhile since the comparison to the Aussie hoppers keep cropping up in the regard to bat wing flying things.
I see what you did there. Hopping up.
Yeah. The iconic and mistakable physical form of the kangaroo was often cited in the original Chupacabra's description that began in Puerto Rico in the last quarter of the 20th century, first in the mid-1970s and again in 1995. As famous as the creature had become, proof of its existence failed to surface in all but one of the countries where citizens claimed goat suckers invasions. The sole presentation of evidence that the Chupacabra was a real animal, claims author Alan Brown in his book Haunted Texas, may have turned up in South Texas in August 2007. A few people claimed to have seen the monster over the years, wrote Brown, but no carcass of chupacabra has ever been found until August 2007. That discovery, whether it was actually a chupacabra or not, was preceded by what looked like a goat sucker activity in 2005 when Quiero rancher Phyllis Canyon began finding her chickens lying dead with no visible blood in or around them. Similar fates were befalling other animals in the neighborhood. Friends told her the culprit must be a goat sucker, but Cannon had never heard of chupacabra at the time and dismissed the idea of a superstition. 2 years and 26 dead chickens later, they fucking counted, guys. They fucking counted.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. 2 years and 26 dead chickens later, she had reasons to think twice about the claim when she found a canine-like creature dead on the highway near her house. Its heartless skin was a bluish color, and its big ears, fangs, lent it a creature from elsewhere look. The beastie lacked bat wings, although, as well as spikes. It was also smaller than most previous eyewitness descriptions of chupacabras. Cannon prudently preserved its head in her garage freezer for future testing, and lacking a better name of the creature, she called it a chupacabra, and even sold t-shirts from her website, www.quierochupacabra.com. I wonder if that thing still exists. One of these creatures would have been weird enough, but Canyon and her neighbors discovered three more of the bluish hairless animals dead in different areas near her ranch. Texas Park and Wildlife biologist Ryan Schoenberg examined one and declared it a dead coyote that had suffered from sarcopic mange, a disease that causes acute hair loss. Canyon a medical profession who lived and hunted in Africa for 4 years and whose home is filled with mounted specimens of various game animals, disagreed. Animals with mange will have some evidence of hair with large bald patches that become irritated from the animal scratching at them. These creatures were covered in light fuzz, no hair, no mange, with skin more similar to an elephant's. She had an animal with very bad mange is a sick animal that's unlikely to live for very long, and I watched one run around my ranch for 2 years.
So we have the Puerto Rican chupacabra that is more alien and reptilian-like, yes. More kangaroo-ish, I guess.
Well, I mean, I've never actually heard any, until this, I'd never heard anything about a kangaroo looking like a kangaroo. I'm sorry.
I've never heard of a kangaroo looking like a chupacabra.
I've never heard of a kangaroo looking like a chupacabra.
Yeah. What book was that from?
This book is called American Monsters by Linda S. Godfrey.
And we've used that book a lot with our cryptids. So it's a pretty good book with a lot of detail in cryptids. And she breaks it down into like winged creatures and, you know, sea creatures and ground creatures and all that stuff.
And even whenever you get into the actual, like, say, chupacabra, for instance, or for example, she breaks it down into the different types of sightings and different types of, like, creature-based,
yeah,
you know, builds.
Like Batsquatch.
Batsquatch.
Then in the early 2000s, a variant of the chupacabra emerged in the United States of America. While they did share some characteristics with the reptilian version, this type did not have scaly skin. They were described as smooth and hairless, with a tail, and walking on four legs instead of two. The interesting thing about the American sightings is the remains to go along with them. Not of the chupacabra's casualties, mind you, but of the chupacabras themselves. Mostly discovered in Texas and the American southwestern United States, the remains have all mimicked the chupacabra's description, hairless, four-legged creature with burnt-looking skin.
And I'm sure everybody has seen the pictures of the chupacabras that they catch in Texas.
Yeah.
And the bodies of them. I was watching a video on YouTube where the woman caught it in like a squirrel cage, and it was still alive. And it makes a really interesting sound. It's more of a growl. Like, it kind of looks like a bald raccoon, but it makes more of like a growling sound. Kind of like a mixture of like a cat and a dog, like a hissy growl. Yeah, but it's not like a raccoon. So it was interesting to watch because they were going up to it and it would attack the cage. And it has like raccoon hands. Like it was like grabbing a hold. You know how like raccoons have like human-like fingers? It was grabbing around the cage like that on like paws. So, it was interesting.
Interesting.
So, Chad, what do we got in America?
Really recent sightings from 2017. In February of 2017 in Victoria, Texas, Highway 185 and Guadalupe Road in Victoria, Texas, a resident spotted a chupacabra. After the reports, a TV station was sent to the location and found animals with the paws of dogs and the bodies of a hyena, which I kind of figured they would have been the same. But, you know, it's just me.
I've never seen a hyena. I've never seen a hyena.
Never seen a hyena.
But I've never seen a hyena's paws.
True.
So we don't even have hyenas at our zoo anymore. It's sad.
March 2017, Olancho, Honduras. Residents were worried after finding a bull without eyes or a tongue. Reports of an ugly white creature prowling the pasture, which we kind of talked about this when we did one of our mysterious disappearances, that eyes and the soft tissue is the first thing to get eaten by animals. So bull just probably died and then was eaten by vultures or insects. And then in July of 2017 in Riverside, California, in mid-July, Carrie Shuker's cat raced inside their home. When Carrie looked outside, he saw the ugliest-looking thing staring at him from about 80 feet away. It had teeth jutting out in every which direction, rippled skin, and a tail of a rat or a possum.
It was about 2 to 3 feet taller than any of the coyotes he'd ever seen. That would be pretty terrifying, I would say.
Yeah.
Hey, why's my cat running inside? Oh, my God. August 2017 in Santee, South Carolina. While golfing one day on Santee Cooper Country Club, Doug Stewart took a photo of an animal that some believe to be a chupacabra. In a Facebook post that went viral, Stewart said the animal was definitely not a dog, but hundreds of comments and theories were posted. Many believe it was a coyote or a fox with mange. And this website, it's remezda.com/features/culture/chupacabra-sightings-this-last-year. They have about 10 or 15 more.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they come up, I mean, their sightings up to today, I mean.
Yeah, there was that dash cam footage that I know made our local news from Texas of a police officer driving down the road, and there was this creature, like, running and, like, hopping kind of in front of him.
Yeah.
It was definitely, like, its back legs were longer than its front, and it was, like, running faster than the car in front of him, and it got caught on the dash cam, and it turned back, and it had, like, a long snout, more dog-like in body shape and stuff. But now, the first sighting or the first claim of the chupacabra, I guess, was in 95. But Puerto Rico experienced this about 20 years before that. In February 1975, Moca, Puerto Rico, 15 cows, 3 goats, 2 geese, and a pig were all found dead. Their bodies all had puncture marks indicating sharp objects from some sort had been inserted into them. Autopsies done on the animals showed them to be missing every last drop of blood, despite the strange evidence, or the police tried to blame the deaths on dogs. But the newspapers gave this new unknown threat the name El Vampiro de Moca.
The chocolate vampire.
Or the vampire of Moca.
Oh, that makes more sense.
The chocolate vampire. He just goes and eats your Hershey's bars.
Oh, no!
Count Chocula.
Now, on March 7th, a cow was found dead with penetrating wounds on its skull and scratches around the wounds on its body. And by this point, the death total in the area had risen to 30 animals. So in less than a month, in like a week and a half, there had been 30 animals slaughtered. One theory that developed was that of an unknown supernatural bird of some sort. And this was based on a woman's report that a strange bird was pecking at her rooftop. And that this bird had a terrifying scream. Now on March 7th, a man named Luis Torres and his son and daughter witnessed something they described to look at looking like, quote, the lights on a police cruiser, end quote, spinning in the night sky on the outskirts of Moca. Torres linked the UFO with the Moca vampire by saying that it had been flying over the fields in which some of the animals had been found dead. Now, by March 15th, 3 days later, when a farmer lost 34 chickens to the Moca vampire during the night, the death count was now up to 90 victims in just a 2-week period. Luis Torres came back into the picture around this time after he killed 2 Puerto Rican boas, with each of the snakes being unusually large at over 6 feet long. Torres claimed to have captured the 2 snakes as they stood ready to strike a 600-pound heifer. The news quickly blamed all 90-plus deaths on these 2 snakes and declared the problem over. First of all, boas don't suck blood.
You don't know their life. It's 2019, Amy.
A 6-foot boa really isn't that big. No. It's not going to... And if it was...
It might eat a rabbit or a chicken,
that's about
but
5 feet, like, more than fuck no.
But the thing is there wouldn't be animals left to find out that they had no blood if it was a boa. They're constrictors. First of all, they're not going to be fucking with the cows. Second of all, the chickens would just be gone.
Yeah.
the goats at 6 foot, that's not big enough really to eat a goat.
Okay, so a chicken might be the biggest thing to eat.
Like,
small dog maybe, but.
Okay, I guess, if that's what you want to claim. But on March 18th, 3 days later, two goats were found drained of their blood on a farm by a man named Hector Vega. A man named Hector Vega. And the goats had puncture marks on their neck. The next morning, Vega discovered that 7 goats had been injured, and another 10 goats had been killed, and another 10 goats were missing. At this point, the Senate Agricultural Commission got involved and told the superintendent of police to, quote, redouble his efforts in getting to the bottom of the situation. On March 23rd, Felix Badillo discovered a 10-pound piglet dead in its pen with no sign of struggle and missing an ear and a large hole in the side of its head. This was despite the presence of a watchdog. Experts noted that the cut ear looked surgical in origin rather than animal made. Now on March 25th, a man named Juan Munez claimed to have been attacked by a horrible creature covered in feathers. He said he saw this strange creature and then threw stones at it to frighten it away. Instead, it flew at him. Munez took cover at a neighbor's house, and an armed group was unable to locate the strange bird. In April of 1975, reports of strange animal deaths started to turn up on farms across the island of Puerto Rico. Even as police tried to find the human perpetrators, the press tried to find a rational explanation. On April 2nd, 8 goats and a dozen rabbits were found dead. The owner of the animals mounted an all-night watch the following evening with a group of armed neighbors. They spread poison on the ground to protect the rabbits, and they stayed out until about 3 a.m. But sometime after the group disbanded for the night, more animals were killed. And on the 5th, the animal owner and his companions were suddenly deafened by the sound that appeared to be everywhere on the countryside. And at the same time, a strange figure was seen running through the trees away from the open pasture. They discovered later that 4 more goats had been killed. In addition to all the strange animal deaths, UFOs were being reported as well. A giant cigar-shaped object with rectangular portholes emitting a yellow light hovered about 1,500 feet above a home for about 45 minutes, long enough to guarantee a lot of witnesses. The following morning, scorch marks were found by investigators at the spot the object had been seen. On May 3rd, a man encountered a round-headed, hairy-tailed, and a large-eyed creature that growled like a small dog. And around the same time in Moca, 3 roosters, a rabbit, 5 goats, and 5 goats that belonged to the municipal treasurer all turned up dead, drained of fluids. As the killings increased, so did the UFO sightings. May 17th at 9:30 p.m., large glowing balls of light, house-sized glowing crafts, and dark objects with red lights on top were seen to perform strange maneuvers in the very low sky. On June 25th, 25 farm animals just outside of Isabella were found dead and drained of their blood. Sometime after that, 14 fighting cocks were found in the same condition. For some reason, I knew I was going to get you to chuckle at that one, Trent.
Are you sure they weren't called game cocks?
The activity of El Vampiro de Moca started to decrease as the summer went on, and no more deaths were reported after July 1975. So there you have it. 20 years before the first chupacabra sighting, we have the vampire of Moca. What I found interesting with that was the correlation to the UFO sightings.
Yeah. The chupacabra is an alien.
And how some of the sightings were a lot like the cattle mutilations that you read about today.
Yeah, but like we talk about the 10-pound pig, and look, the ear looks surgically removed.
Yeah.
So we want to take a break and listen to another song?
Sure. we'll take a break. And this one's for you guys. This one is actually from Robot Chicken on Adult Swim. I'll post links to both of these in our description. So if you want to watch the videos, because the Robot Chicken video is quite hilarious.
You want to know who be sucking all these gouts? I'm a chupacabra, legendary creature, tiny ass goat. You know I'm gonna eat ya. I suck goats like a bad motherfucker. Cabra means goat, chupa means sucker. Blood sucking stud at a goat buffet. Yeah, I be sucking on goats like every day. My thick ass skin is like ancient armor. I suck more goats than an Appalachian farmer. You wanna roll with me? Then you're out of luck. Unless you be bringing some goats to suck. You think I'm lying? Man, I'll slit your throat. You best believe me when I say I suck so much goat.
He's a chupacabra, that's why he can gloat. Sharp ass fangs, big old wings, we forgetting anything. Oh yeah, he sucks.
I came
goat
to chew bubblegum and suck on goats, and I'm all out of gum.
That's my favorite quote.
I suck on goats every week and weekend. If I ain't sucking goats, then I'm probably sleeping. Got a goat sucking process, you know you want it. Number one, find a goat. Number two, suck on it. I've sucked on goats from here to New Orleans. I suck more goats than a milking machine. I'm the greatest of all time, can't you see? G to the O to the A to the T. Chupacabra, son. I hope you take note. I'm a bloodthirsty gangster. I'ma suck your goat. So, you want my mixtape?
Does this answer your question?
He's a chupacabra.
So, let's talk about the explanations for the chupacabra. I have a few I can talk about.
Okay.
So, with the first sighting of the chupacabra in 1995...
Chupacabra.
With the first sighting chupacabra in 1995, it actually, I would say, comes from someone's fear of the alien-human hybrid from the movie Species. The witness had recently seen the movie before seeing the chupacabra in the street. Benjamin Radford, author and investigator of chupacabras, said this after talking to the witness. Quote, "You can make a direct connection between the film hitting theaters, her seeing the creature in film, seeing it in the streets, making a report, and entering the public's conscious." End quote. For a creature such as the chupacabra, it would take a couple hundred to a few thousand to keep it alive. If each animal weighs roughly 100 pounds and is around 5 feet, it would be difficult for there to be no confirmed sightings or fossils, particularly in such a dense populated island like Puerto Rico. And that would make sense. It'd be really hard for them to keep the species alive if they're on that small of an island.
Unless they're like...
aliens.
Unless they're like reptiles. Mm-hmm. You know, like a snake can eat once a month.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, if you've ever seen the movie Species, the original sightings of chupacabra, I mean, it looked exactly like the...
Yeah, I saw a interview with somebody who was talking about that, and they were showing the comparison of the original description versus the creature from the movie, and it was like, okay, yeah, I see the correlation there.
And I mean, literally, by the time she had seen this, seen the chupacabra in the street, it was like a week or two after she had seen the movie, after it hit theaters.
Yeah. I've never actually seen that movie, though.
It's pretty good.
Is it one to add to my list? No.
Maybe towards the end, but...
I say Dave and Chad and Eli are starting a list of movies that I'm supposed to watch in 2020 so that I can understand their references and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
She needs it. The second theory is kind of like what Eli talked about earlier. Is that it is actually a known creature or creatures with some kind of disease or disfigurement. A farmer in Texas claims his livestock was attacked, and when he shot the creature, it turns out just a coyote with mange, a disease that causes the animal to lose its hair. It's caused by mites.
The problem with mange being the culprit, these things that they're catching in Texas have no hair.
Yeah.
Mange, you have like patches of hair. Yeah. I mean, even... And
I don't know. I've seen one of the most terrifying videos and photos I've ever seen is a bear with mange.
Yeah.
That literally has no hair left. Yeah. It is a terrifying looking creature.
Yeah.
So I could totally understand it. Someone thinking it's a
chupacabra.
Yeah.
Like, they look terrifying.
Yeah.
Another explanation. Some Puerto Ricans also believe that chupacabra is an indiction of the Americans meddling, the results of a secret experiments taking place in the El Yunque rainforest not far from the first sighting.
I would totally
it's
count
a government
that
conspiracy
as a possibility. Think of like the Montauk Monster.
Yeah.
The one that washed up on the shore, like that hair, they ended up the saying it was like dog. A boxer or something yeah. like that. But I could see that. And you know what? Our president now doesn't seem to understand that Puerto Rico is part of America. So it could just be like Puerto Rico is our testing area. And that's where we test things before we use them elsewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't take care of them after hurricanes. So, I mean, why would we take care of them any other time?
Now, for the belief that the chupacabra drains blood from its prey is actually easily explained, claims Benjamin Radford. Quote, when an animal dies, the heart and blood pressure stop. The blood seeps to the lowest part of the body, and it coagulates and thickens. It's called lividity, and it gives the illusion that they have been drained of blood.
Dave and I were talking about that, because it's actually something that's talked a lot when we watch the Smiley Face Killer documentaries. Yeah. And it was like, well, I mean, if the blood fell to the lowest point, yeah, it's not going to be in the veins flowing. Yeah. It's going to be congealed somewhere else.
Yeah. But I mean, if anyone who watched true crime or anything like that or knows about like the death process, the body like falls to the back of, like if you're laying on your back, you're going to get this dark red, almost black
like bruising
on your back.
Yeah.
And what that is, that's the blood draining to the back, the lowest part of the body, and then coagulating. And
but I would almost feel like, especially if it's a doctor that's doing the autopsies on them, that they would know about that.
Yeah, you would think. But only thing is, the witnesses or the sightings are all from just this normal person's, oh, I came there and my goats were dead.
Yeah.
They had no blood left. Well, if you hadn't gone out to check on your goats in 3 days and they've been dead for 3 days, yeah, all the blood's going to be at the bottom.
Yeah.
But, and I got these from BBC.com and LiveScience.com.
Now, I could see it being, okay, the Puerto Rican chupacabra, which is where it got the name chupacabra. Let's say that that is made up. Okay. I can almost say, okay, that's fine. That was made up. But then you go back to the American, the North American chupacabra, where we've actually captured these creatures. We know what they look like. To me, they look like the Mexican hairless dog.
Yeah.
And I kind of wonder if maybe it's not like crossbreeding between coyotes and the Mexican hairless that's created this species, because the Mexican hairless has more of a broader, it looks more like a,
literally looks like Anubis.
Yeah, it looks more like a Doberman in its face. Yeah. It's not as small and pointy.
It's more square.
But if it's if it's mixing with a coyote, then it could get a longer snout. And that could also be inbreeding, because
yeah,
they're breeding amongst themselves, which caused the jagged teeth and the...
Yeah, well, like with one of the sightings, one in Texas, where he said rippled skin, its teeth jutting out every direction, actually makes me think of just a boar.
Yeah.
Because wild boars, their tusk or teeth are just, yeah, they stick out every direction.
Well, we had a Minpin who had some dental issues where she had a lot of extra teeth.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, her lips would like...
Yeah.
Go underneath the extra teeth. And so she had like double canines. So she looked like she had like two canines sticking out from underneath her gums. So it could just be something in the crossbreeding between species or something that's caused that deformity. And apparently extra teeth is really common in smaller breed dogs. So
yeah,
I don't know. The chupacabra is interesting to me, I think, because we have them so close.
Yeah. I think there's an explanation for them. I think the sucking blood thing, I think that's just kind of a myth that's carried with it. But
I do think there's something out there that's got this resemblance of what we call the chupacabra, but I think it's just we don't know what it is, so that's the name you give it.
Well, and one thing, too, with these dogs, it would have to be a pack of them to take down a cow.
Yeah.
Like, one dog is not going to take down a cow, especially the size these things are. They're not big.
3 to 4 feet. Like.
Yeah, they're not that big, so it's going to take a pack to bring down a cow. And a dog's, when they attack, there's going to be a lot of wounds on this animal.
Yeah.
So
just the, like one acupuncture neck on the neck. And
my other thought would be, well, what if one of maybe these things are extremely vicious and they just happen to bite the cow and it lives, but maybe they got an artery and so the cow bleeds out.
Yeah.
And that would be why it had no blood, because it
bled
out until it died. Chickens are easy to kill. So, I mean, there's not an animal out there, I think, that couldn't kill a chicken. But those boas, I will blame the chicken deaths. No, I won't, because they were still there. I still can't even blame the chicken deaths on the boa.
What it is the aliens draining the blood so they can make it rain blood, like from our last episode.
I was going to say that. I was going to say something. Now we know where Glark got all the blood that he dropped on the funeral.
They just go and drain it, and they run their tests, and they're like, well, we don't need this anymore. Just open the chute.
Just open the chute, drop it out, wherever it needs to go.
So when I saw the picture of the Mexican hairless dog,
uh-huh.
Everything I've seen up until then looks exactly like that.
The chupacabra?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even whenever they showed pictures, or there's a video of the captured one that was in Texas. It looks not exactly, but it has a lot of familiar characteristics between the two. So I think, honestly, like the whole idea of the coyotes and dogs like that intermingling is a pretty high justification of
the Mexican hairless and the Chihuahuas of Chihuahua, Mexico, bred, and that's the chupacabra.
They meet at chupacabracupid.com.
Yep.
Okay, let's dive deeper into that idea.
what making chupacabra singles.com?
I was more so going to say, whenever dogs mate, what determines the size of the dog, female or male?
It's whatever
the DNA is
stronger.
Whoever pushed harder.
Yeah. Well, so if
Dave like that.
I mean, it's not impossible for a Chihuahua to carry a bigger dog's.
No, it happens.
I mean, it wouldn't survive the birth.
It probably wouldn't survive a natural birth. But the other way is completely possible too.
Yeah.
I mean, we had a boxer who was about 4 feet tall. Well, she went 4 feet tall, about 3 feet off the ground. And we had a basset hound who was maybe barely a foot off the ground. They made babies. So, so I'm going to say a Mexican hairless and a Chihuahua could very easily procreate and create this weird offshoot.
It's probably some Hispanic farmer out there who got lonely.
Oh,
found their coyote, and it's this new human coyote breed.
Human coyote breed, but usually, don't the farmers go for the goats?
According to that song, they do. Appalachian farmers, sure.
That's pretty hardcore.
I like the alien theory personally. I think that the chupacabra fits the description of a gray reptilian hybrid.
Yeah.
And I could see gray reptilian chupacabras for like the Puerto Rican sighting. And with all the UFOs that were around the Vampire de Mocha, I very well could see that being like a little gray reptilian hybrid. I don't know, Dave, what do you think?
I don't know.
all that just
to say I don't know.
Well, I mean, honestly, like, I think it's all up in the air, because there's so many hypotheses about what it could be, what it is, what it might be. But If you're gonna look at a logical point of view, and I mean logical as in like keeping out, like if you're a naysayer, maybe crossbreeding is the only way to go.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think you just put it as it's just a wild animals. You don't even pick out what it is.
Yeah.
Just a new species.
Yeah. But honestly, you know, I can't get over the fact that because there's a bunch of mutilations in that area.
I mean, we've been having cattle mutilations around here lately.
Yeah.
That was on the news the other day about cattle mutilations in Oklahoma.
And I think that if you are a believer in it, that's probably not the best way to go, but that's one of your options, is that it's being affected by the alien or the alien, you know, community we have here.
Yeah.
Alien community.
Well, it's a lot better. I mean, it's a lot because I mean, we've probably been here longer than we've been alive, so it's like a situation where it's like,
you know what? Trump's building the wall in the wrong place. We need the one to separate us from the sky. Build one around the earth. Nope. Keep those aliens out.
He's yeah. doing the space force.
We're doing space force. Yeah. He's getting ready to attack those aliens too. He doesn't want any illegals in this country, terrestrial or extraterrestrial.
I'm building a wall. And the reptilians are going to pay for it. That's going to be my running thing when I run for president.
Oh, my God. Get a shirt.
I'm going to build the wall. And them grays are going to pay for it.
I would wear that shirt. Oh, my gosh.
Is there ever a rally here in Oklahoma?
I would. There's always rallies in this state for Trump. I would totally rock that to a rally.
All right. We got it. We're going to start making Chad for 22. Or I guess we'll do 2024.
I say you're not 35 yet. You got it. So we're gonna have to do like 2028.
2028, and then that's gonna be the slogan: is I'll make a wall, and the aliens are gonna pay for, or the grays are gonna pay for it.
And then it's gonna have the dome from like The Simpsons.
Yeah. True. Well, we got to get this set up so we can get this on the merch.
I'm sitting here trying to picture how to make this shirt. I'm like, all right, yeah, I can do this. All right, yeah.
The other one will be, you know, Chad 2028. Pleiadiacs for you.
Pleiadiacs for
Pleiadiacs
you.
Pleiadiacs want you. That's the only aliens we're letting in through our wall.
Pleiadiacs for Chad 2028.
There we go.
So, if you're an artist and you want to design us this shirt, I would totally appreciate that. And we will totally put them on our site.
I will pay you for it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, but if you do it, we'll send you a free shirt and...
We'll work out a fee.
Oh, you know it.
Yeah. And if you donate $100 to our Patreon, Chad will go on a date with you.
Yeah. I will pay for the date.
With that $100. So be expecting McDonald's and...
Hey, you can go to a decent, like, Applebee's and the Dollar Theater.
Our Applebee's shut down.
We got Chili's.
I want more baby. Chili's. Baby back ribs.
We still have a video rental store, Chad. You could still go and rent a movie and take them to your house and watch it on
your TV. We can Disney Plus and chill.
Yeah, you got Disney Plus too.
Right when he comes. Nah.
So what is it? When it's Disney Plus and chill, but DuckTales is on.
DuckTales. Woo! So Chupacabra, that's what we were talking about. Would you want a Chupacabra as a pet? Texas Chupacabra.
No.
Can I have a Puerto Rican one instead?
Okay. You want a Puerto Rican?
So I can dress it up with a sombrero.
Okay.
No, we have enough pets.
I'd never turned down an animal, so Dave, I'd totally have
Dave,
one.
You're going to wake up with a hole in your neck because you ran out of goat.
You're telling me, Dave.
I would like to watch the Chupacabra and Rocky go at it.
Oh, my God. Rocky would win.
We could, like, we could like film that and put that on YouTube.
Then PETA comes knocking on your door.
Tonight on pay-per-view, Rocky versus... El Chupacabra.
Then you hear.
And it'd be one of those one hit wonders. Rocky just ratchet up there and go pop. Hell, that cat used to take our little mini pin and throw her across the room when they would play.
Suplex from the top rope.
She'd run back and he'd do it again. But yeah.
Oh, he got the moonsault. Oh, it's a slobber knocker.
Captain Santa shows no mercy.
What is the Mexican wrestling called?
Lucha Libres.
Lucha Libres. We have the Lucha Libre versus the WWE with Rocky. Brad, he's probably more MMA style fighting.
He's more street fighting.
So, what do you think, though? Do you think that the Chupacabra is a real animal, or do you think it's just a misidentified?
I'm 100% on a misidentified real known animal that just has a disfigurement or a disease or something that makes it look different. But I mean, I've seen wild boars that look
interesting.
Interesting. So, like, I could see some of those being misidentified, and I think it's more one of those something kills these animals. And that's just what's seen around the area.
Yeah.
But it's not actually what caused animals to die. I mean, it's very possible these animals die from natural causes, and then other animals.
And then these poor
feed on them and stuff.
Chupacabras are taking the blame for it.
Mm-hmm.
Really, they're just out there living their chupacabra life.
And you know, they're trying to raise a chupacabra family, working on chupacabra wage. I mean, it's a rough life for a chupacabra.
So my thing is, I always want to believe that something like that exists. Like, I don't want to be the person that's like, it does exist, but it's an actual animal. And it's not.
Well, I mean, I think Bigfoot exists, but I think Bigfoot is an actual animal. Yeah.
It's an unknown animal.
Put supernatural powers on them because we don't know anything about them.
And also.
Yeah, Basquatch.
To add to that.
It's just a Sasquatch millionaire.
If I'm a farmer. And my fucking chickens are getting their blood sucked, or my goats are getting their blood sucked. Why in the hell wouldn't you put some sort of hunting cam?
Yeah.
To get a better idea of what the fuck you're dealing with.
I mean, they're chickens. They're replaceable.
It's Basquatch, he probably has an EMP to shut down the cameras.
He farts. And everything goes woo. The situation that I'm referring to is where they're sitting outside for those long hours, and then nothing happens. They go away, and then they come back next morning, and there's fucking dead animals.
Well, awesome. No, that was in 75, too. So that was before we had that stuff.
But you gotta think, though, most farmers, their livestock isn't in a 10-by-10 pen. It's in 30, 40 acres. You can't put cameras to cover up 40 acres. At least you can't. You can. It's just going to be very freaking expensive.
Your chicken, though, your chickens aren't going to be on the 40 acres. Your chickens are going
to
be.
Do you really want to spend like $500 to put a camera on your damn chickens?
Yeah.
No. Put it on your favorite chicken.
Because if I'm the person that catches the real chupacabra, it'll pay for itself.
You just see some. You see some child from the neighborhood with a disability coming in because he wants chicken for dinner.
Well, then you sue the family, and bam.
Comes in with a fucking chainsaw, and you're like, whoa, that's overkill.
The funny thing is, I would laugh to watch a kid chase a chicken with a chainsaw. I think that would be absolutely fucking hilarious.
At that point, you're like, wait, is he running with scissors? Let him be.
It kind of reminds, that you talk about, that reminds me of Son-in-Law with Pauly Shore when he's trying to catch the turkey.
That's what I picture. I'm just picturing with a chainsaw. Instead of Oh shit. I mean, I've actually watched a video of a fox and a chicken, like a fox chasing a chicken. It takes the fox a few minutes to catch the damn thing, let alone a child.
I have chased a chicken, and it sucks to chase a chicken to try to catch a chicken.
Eli chokes a chicken all the time.
I don't want to know about Eli's chicken.
No, I don't.
But I eventually just said, screw it, I'm not going to catch you. So I just herded the chicken over the fence. Like, go home.
Go home, you're drunk.
Like, I'm not going to chase you down. Just go home.
I don't want KFC that bad.
But they also had one that would come up to you. And she'd sit in your lap. She was really sweet. But
she'd shit on you.
No, she never shit on me. She is pretty. She's a red.
Red hen?
Rhode Island red. Really pretty chicken.
Dave, your beard's looking quite fierce today. Like, it looks very, very edged.
Very edged?
Meaning, like, it's a complete jawline?
He brushed it earlier.
Oh.
Oh.
If you guys could only see this.
He's got a beard that would put most men to shame.
Yeah.
I'm working on it. It's just not working. It's growing as fast.
So, Chupacabra. I think we've covered it best we can. I mean, it's a relatively new cryptid, and it's kind of the cryptid of the internet age. And I think that's why so much of the lore about the Chupacabra got spread so quickly. And I think that's really what happened in North America. I think we just caught wind of this Puerto Rican thing.
Yeah.
And when we started having similar occurrences, we were like, oh, that must be what it is. And then we start seeing this strange hairless dog, and we're like, oh, that must be it. Bam, we've caught the Chupacabra.
It's a 4-foot mutant winged chihuahua.
Yes. Well, I think that one's my favorite song. I think we might play out to that at the end of the show. If you have any theories on the Chupacabra, if you're from, because we have a lot of listeners in Texas. So if you're in Texas and you have seen a Chupacabra, tell us about it. Be awesome to hear your direct sighting about one. If you've got a movie that I need to have seen in 2020, go ahead and send it to us so that we can throw it on the list. We're going to start a Spotify playlist. First of all, this came about, Dave and I were driving on Halloween, and I was like, you know what? Come the day after Thanksgiving, it is nonstop Christmas music on some channels, just 24/7. But there's not even one channel that plays nonstop Halloween music. So we started this idea with, we're going to make a Halloween playlist and throw it on there. And we'll still do that. But we're going to do a UNP Normalcy playlist. So we're going to have like a Halloween playlist, and then we'll have some more cult type music and stuff that kind of fits along with our podcast.
Don't Fear the Reaper.
Yeah, that's on the list.
Run to the hills.
No, that's on there.
For your life.
I put a spell on you.
I put a spell on. Oh, multiple versions of I put a spell on you. We're gonna cover the
She's a super freak. Super freak.
That is on the list.
Super freaky.
See, I also would vote for War Pigs as well.
Black Label Society has a song called Chupacabra.
Oh yeah.
Shit, I forgot about that.
So we'll have to. We'll be digging that up, and we'll post it on our Facebook when we get it live and it's going. If you've got songs you think need to be on this list, and it can be anything from like Katy Perry, I know has a song about aliens. I love the song. I can't think of it right now.
You're
but
an alien. Super, not superstitious.
Superstitious is one that's going to be on there too. Yeah. But
in our Spectrophilia episode, Shakira had a song about fucking a ghost.
No, it was it was Kesha.
Kesha, yeah.
Disregard.
Kesha.
Yeah, Kesha will probably have some stuff on there. Yeah. I mean, if you got anything that's paranormal, supernatural, anything that ties along with our podcast, submit it to us. We'll throw it on there. This episode is actually releasing on Thanksgiving. So happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy
Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Turkader.
Happy Thanksgiving to all of our listeners.
If you're listening to this in the car driving to your destination, be safe.
Yes. Don't laugh too hard. Oh, wait, this episode hasn't been full of...
If you've already eaten your turkey, make sure you stay awake on your ride home.
Yes.
Or drive and also home.
That's usually the hardest part for me.
Wear stretchy pants. Don't wear a belt.
Yep.
Watch for deer.
Yes.
Watch for apparitions on the side of the road. Don't pick up any hitchhikers.
Hitchhikers are bad.
Also.
And gobble gobble, motherfucker.
Watch Thanksgiving. If you like horror movies, Thanksgiving is the movie for you to watch for this holiday season.
It is a Z-rated movie.
It is like a Z-rated horror movie, but gobble gobble, motherfucker. So. Follow us on our Facebook, our Instagram, and our Twitter at UMP Normalcy. Our website is umpnormalcy.com. You can submit us comments and emails through that. Our email is umpnormalcy@gmail.com. And, of course, on Facebook, join our closed group. We accept everybody. We want you to join and interact with us and have fun. We post funny pictures. We post interesting information. We ask questions. I will probably eventually get to where we ask what type of show topics you want us to cover, things like that. Also, thank you to our listeners. We are almost at 9,000 downloads, and we were just at 8,000 like a couple weeks ago. So our listeners have been sharing us, and I love it. Thank you guys so much. Merchandise is on our website. You can get links to that. Anything else?
I'd like to start a Q&A once we get enough people involved in the...
Once we get some people interacting with us on their Facebook.
Yeah, chat. Facebook. Yeah.
I've been posting. I posted a question about people's favorite cryptid. I'm going to try to constantly ask questions like that on the page. So join the page and let me know what your favorite cryptid is, or I might ask your favorite horror movie or something like that. And
yeah.
I'm just trying to get a list to see what everyone out there likes.
Yeah, so we can plan our next episodes. And I think Chad and I are going to get started pretty soon on recording our true crime podcast for our Patreon. But we're not going to actually start releasing that until after the first.
Yeah.
Give us some time to get through the holidays and all the stuff going on right now. But that is something that we're going to start doing relatively soon. We love you guys. And until next time.
Keep digging.
Gobble, gobble, motherfucker.
Hey, Chupacabra! Mira, chico, it's a Chupacabra.
That was so much Teddy shit.
Chupacabra.
Ay,
Chupacabra. Oh, it's tan feo como Babra Wawa.
People say they have seen the chupacabra. After some tequila, he was dancing the lambada. We don't know where he has come from, making all the Mexicanos looky like a thumb dumb. They say that he's a monkey. I think the whole story's just a little funky.
There's a buggy-eyed creature that we call the chupacabra. 4 feet tall, like a mutant with chihuahua. In Mexico City, Puerto Rico, Nicaragua. Hey, chupacabra!
Oi!
Hay un criatura que se llama chupacabra. Es muy feo como tibis para guava. Queremos pasar algunas palabras. Oh, chupacabra!
This song is silly, but you see we really gotcha. Like hearing the lambamba or the hokey cucaracha. We started a sensation. A creature that is just hallucination. We did it for the money, but we do do it when we think it's really funny.
There's a buggy-eyed creature that we call the chupacabra. 4 feet tall like a mutant with chihuahua. In Mexico City, Puerto Rico, Nicaragua. Hey, chupacabra!
Oi!
Hay un criatura que se llama chupacabra. Es muy feo como TV para roba. Queremos cantar algunas palabras.